Good morning. This is CPR News. I'm Haley May. Furloughed federal workers may not receive back pay and under a recent White House proposal. Colorado Republican Congressman Jeff Hurd says he believes they are entitled to that compensation.
My understanding is that under federal law, employees that are furloughed are entitled to back pay once the government opens up. Hopefully this will become an issue that is moot very soon.
A Trump administration memo earlier this week suggested that only federal workers deemed essential would be entitled to back pay. That's according to their interpretation of a 2019 law that guaranteed compensation for federal workers following a shutdown. On top of the shutdown, Colorado's federal workers also have reached the end of the deferred resignation period. Workers were still getting paid, but were asked by the Trump administration not to come to work. CPR's Sarah Mulholland says those workers are now eligible to file unemployment claims.
We can't say for sure how many people in Colorado are in this situation. That data just is not available. But we do know that nearly 1,500 federal workers have filed for unemployment here since Trump took office again. And nearly 300 of those were just last week.
CPR Sarah Mulholland. More than 1,000 people took part in a teacher's strike in Colorado Springs yesterday. They're protesting the loss of a union agreement with the city's school district 11. Picketers flooded Acacia Park downtown for an afternoon rally. Colorado Springs Education Association Vice President Jacqueline Roberson urged the crowd to vote out the incumbent school board.
We are the line! And we will not let them dismantle our schools. We will not let them endanger our students.
That was the first teacher strike in El Paso County in 50 years. Colorado coach Deion Sanders was back at practice yesterday after undergoing a procedure related to his blood clots earlier this week. Coach Prime seems set to coach Saturday when the Buffaloes face number 22 ranked Iowa State. It was his 16th surgery over the last few years. It's a warm one in the Mile High today. Highs around 81 with a few clouds moving in. You are listening to CPR News.